So Niall, it's always a tough place to come here, isn't it? 5-point defeat today, but I suppose as you head to the quarter final, it's another, as you said to me earlier, another game with, on the legs.
That's it, of course. It's always hard up here in Niamh Connell's home pitch, but again, saying that, we at the start of the week, we come up here to win, and we just that come up that wee bit short, and in fairness, as I said, it's very hard to come up to Niamh Connell and get a victory, but I think they were full value of their 5 points.
Yeah. It's even harder when you're 1-3 to put no score down in 8 minutes.
That's it. They came out the pace they came out with, the blitzes in the first 5-10 minutes there, and we just couldn't get the runners. They had runners going everywhere now. And typically of Connell, when they get ahead, it's very, very hard to claw them back. You make a one or two scores, but they just go up the field then very quick off the kickouts and they get a score. They just keep tagging them on. It's very hard when you've Connell get that 4 or 5 ahead of you. You're always chasing the game, and again up here, especially very, very hard to draw it back.
Yeah. It hasn't been the ideal season for Godore. Obviously, players away, players out injured. When you get a couple back, then there's a few more falling away by the side. But you got the likes of Warren McNeillis back today, which is a plus. Even in defeat today, what's the positives for Godore?
Yeah, I suppose everyone was saying about their injuries this year in the league. You can maybe look at it as a negative, but I think if you look at the young fellas that come in the league, they've really stood up. You know, the likes of Dara Ferry, Aidan Bratton, and DeBurke, Finan. Donald McBride stood up. Herorty's a good find. So, and these boys have carried on through the championship now. And the boys that are out injured, it's going to be very, very hard to take them boys out of the starting 15 because they're the ones that got us there. So, training's good now. And I suppose this week now, we have 2 weeks now to recover. And boys will be pushing hard for places because every man wants that jersey in the first 15 now. So, I think we can look at it as a positive.
Yeah, because you had 3 wins to start with. First defeat today. But maybe them young boys might have learned more today from the defeat than what they did the 3 previous games.
That's it. And everyone kind of down and get over, kind of patting them on the back saying you're doing well and doing this here. But until you come up against the likes of a well-experienced team and a seasoned team like Glenties, you never really know where you're at, you know. So, them young boys might be going down the road now and saying, you know, wee bit more to go yet, and as you said, I think we'll learn more from today than we would from the victories.
Yeah. What about the next day? You're into the quarterfinals. It was just a case of who you were going to meet in the last eight, and it's the men from Ballyshannon, Ayrhus, the opposition in the last eight for you. So what do you make of the draw?
Tough draw, surely. Ballyshannon have been coming this couple of years, you know, we've come up against them at underage level, and they have a lot of players knocking around the underage panels, underage squads, and they seem to got their act together this year. We played them in the league down in Marygallen. They beat us that day. They were very, very fit, well organised, very well drilled. And as I says, very hard to beat a team that has confidence in winning, you know. So it's going to be very, very tough now in the next 2 weeks against Ballyshannon.
Yeah, well, I suppose the break will be welcomed as well, given the current circumstance with players injured and guys carrying knocks and stuff now.
Exactly. I think we've beat Ethan Harkin there. Kind of was carrying a wee knock, but he should be grand key Mulligan as well. Just rest them, boys. It's very hard, you know, 3 weeks in a row, championship football. You are going to pick up knocks this 2 weeks now. Gives us a good chance to get the bodies kind of refreshing. And even the likes of the boys that are injured, maybe they can train a wee bit harder this week than the previous weeks because we have that week extra break. So, no, we're looking forward to now get back in the training ground Tuesday and Wednesday and see where it takes us.